But PNP Network is Bill Bradford. He has invented a thing that I can't believe no one else invented before. It's a great invention. It's called Johnny Light. And it's a light that goes on the toilet to remind you folks if you left your seat up. You know, it's a great idea. And we got him in our house now, and I think it's wonderful. First of all, it lights the way at night when you open up the seat, which is a great idea, too. It's like a nightlight for the kids. But second of all, it does remind the kids and the daddy to shut that down when you're done. And it's a constant reminder. And it's a nice product, and it's well made and easy to set up. We had no problem at all connecting it. And it even comes with Duracell batteries, the best you can buy. So, pretty good deal. Joining us again, Bill Bradford. Bill, first of all, what made you decide to do this, and how long did it take you to bring to market?
Good afternoon, Mark. Well, the reason this was invented was getting up in the middle of the night and turning on a bright bathroom light and waking myself up, and my wife would also wake up, and then I'd hear about that. So I did tell her, well, I'd leave the light off, and I felt as long as I felt cold porcelain against my shins and heard water, I did my job. But then I got yelled at for a cleanliness aspect. That's the reason the Johnny Light was invented, and from that has come a lot of other things. It warns the unsuspecting woman that the seat's been left up.
Exactly. Now, how much time did it take you to actually put this thing together, develop it, and produce it?
About 2.5 years.
Really? So you made a prototype up and stuff, and then you had to hire a company to actually produce it?
Well, made a prototype, then made all the molds, had all the molds made, and I had the cottage home industry set up to begin with. Paying stay-at-home moms to assemble Johnny Lights. And then I would package and box and do all the shipping. Well, it got so big, I had to, now I have someone else, a company, doing the assembly and packaging.
Well, it's a nice, neat package. It's on a blister card, so it's easy to just hang up on a shelf at a store. Is this available in stores, or do they have to go online to get it?
If they have them in stock, it's at Lowe's Home Improvement stores nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, that's the only big chain, and then the Internet.
And the Internet, again, is johnnylight.com.
That is correct.
Johnny Light. But, you know, it's a fascinating idea. I love it. And it could also spin off other things, too. Are you working on some other things for the company as well?
Yes, I have. In fact, I'm patent pending on a, it's going to be an upgrade to the Johnny Light, believe it or not. And I am patent pending on it right now. And I plan on approaching the toilet seat manufacturers on that.
Mm.
My problem is I need to get a life. I spend a lot of time in the toilet, it seems. You know what I mean?
Well, you don't want to flush your life away, Bill, you know?
That's a good, you're right. Come on. But it's good.
How many of these have you sold?
A little over 100,000.
Really?
Yeah.
What did they retail for?
Retail for $12.50, $1.50 shipping and handling. For the first one, the second one, or any after that, is no charge.
Uh-huh.
So a one-time charge of $1.50 shipping and handling. I found a lot of companies try and get, that's where they try and make their money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that way. I want a single mom to be able to afford a Johnny Light.
Right. Well, it's cheap enough that they can buy one. And, of course, single moms don't have to worry about it as much. Except maybe for the kids as a nightlight type of deal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Siblings.
Right.
Sisters and brothers.
Mm.
Plus it's a great training aid, I've been told, by young mothers in potty training their males, their young males.
Mm.
because it's a game to them.
Right.
They correlate, if they lift the seat, they see this light, and they correlate going to the bathroom. So they spend more time in the bathroom. So.
I was thinking that one thing you could add to this would be some kind of audio thing, a voice or music or something that could be playing when it comes up or shut off when it goes down.
Yeah, like my website.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
I think it would actually be good to do that, because it would actually be something else to, you know, remind people to shut it off as well.
That is true. But one thing I always keep in mind, the consumer is very powerful. And I used, when I first started out, I used the Mercury switch,
mm-hmm.
okay, which was totally legal. It's the only reason I could buy it. But I started hearing from the environmentalists
mm-hmm.
about the mercury.
Right.
Well, they're a consumer also. So for 9 months, I went in to engineering looking at a way to get away from that and came up with the gravity switch to where I'm away from the mercury. And so you're right, the power of the consumer, but I need to keep in mind the pricing of the product.
Right.
So it is affordable.
Yeah. So now what did you do before you did this? What's your background?
Yeah.
Are you an engineer or something? Or?
Engineer.
Uh-huh.
Let's say quite a few years.
Okay. So you've been an engineer for a long time.
A long time.
And have you ever...
Construction management also.
Have you had any patents before this?
No. Always, you know, just like everyone else, have thoughts. But I guess from a monetary or time frame, didn't want to take time to do anything with it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with the Johnny Light, actually took surveys, like in malls, asking people, would they use something like this? Well, after they got past the laughter,
mm-hmm.
you bet they would. They could see it being a usable product. One thing about, you know, us people is we've taught ourselves to do something one way all of our lives. And so it's changing habits. And that's really what the Johnny Light does. If a man, you know, It's amazing. My sales is 60-40 men. And that tells me that a man will do whatever needs to happen to promote harmony in his house.
Absolutely.
If there's an issue.
As minor as it is to us, it's one of the things that women cite all the time as being the most annoying thing their husband does or boyfriend does all the time, leaving
That's
the toilet seat up.
That's correct, but, you know, go into a dark bathroom and sit down. Women have broken their hips in doing this because of the toilet seat being left up.
Mm.
And so...
Falling in, which is even worse.
See, that happened once in my house. And have you ever had, a big glass of cold water dumped on you when you're asleep? It wakes you up.
Yeah.
That happened to me.
Yes. I think it's happened to all of us. I think that all of the women we've been with in the past, somewhere down the line, someone fell in and didn't like it too much.
That's right.
Yes. So this will prevent that, the Johnny Light.
Yes, it does. When a woman walks into a dark bathroom and if she sees a soft green glow, down into the toilet bowl, she'll know that the seat's up. So she puts it down and then on her merry way.
It's easy installation. No tools are needed. It's all Velcro. It's really well designed. And it's available at Lowe's or at JohnnyLight.com. Well, Bill, congratulations on inventing something that actually promotes harmony in the family.
Thank you so much, Mark.
All right. You take care of yourself.
You too, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye.